Who Shchiv Meira? Right, the Gemara brings a Maisa with the Shchiv Meira, a man was dying. The Kasav La Gita L'Debisu Bahade Panya D'Mali Shabsa. And he wrote out a get for his wife. It was a case of Igun. If he would die, she would have a hard time getting chalitza from his brother. He wanted to give her a get to save her from Igun. So he wrote up a get Erev Shabbos for Lehispik L'Misfala, and he didn't get a chance to give it to her. And the Macher Tukaf Layalma, the next day they saw he was going to die. Asul Kamei Derava. I guess before Shabbos, it seems they thought he'll survive the Shabbos. But on Shabbos, they saw that his illness was getting worse. Asul Kamei Derava Amaluhu. So Rava found them in Eitzah. He said, let's give her the get. How are we going to give her the get? Not by handing it to her. Not by handing it to her, but so most Rishayim learn, because again is Muktzah, we'll have to discuss why again is Muktzah, but most Rishayim learn that the get is Muktzah, and since the get is Muktzah, so it's also the telltale, you couldn't give it to her. So they had another Eitzah. Zilu Imrule Lichni Nehela Lahu Duchta Diyasa Begita. Go and say that she should go and be kind of the property on which the guest is sitting. She should do a kinyan chazaka that now no god or parrot kosher are zu chazaka. And then, when she's kind of the property, she'll be kind of the get as well. Now she learns with the kinyan agav. So this is the ma'isa shahaya kachaya. And from this ma'isa comes out a whole list of many, many halachas, in a few mitzvahs of Torah that we learn from this story. I couldn't help but thinking that this poor Shchiv Meira probably thought, you know, what's Rabbi Shalom doing to me? It's bad enough that he's dying, and he wants to give her a get. Now on Shabbos he can't give her the get, and all this agmas nefesh. And the ma'isa, the dairis, we're going to learn from this sugya, klolim in chashu mishpat, klolim in hilchas gittin, and klolim in hilchas shabbos, all from his ma'isa. So first, pshat-wise, there are a few nekudas that have to be straightened out. The first problem is that l'chaira, the shtar is a shtar mugdim. The shtar was written Friday. The date of the get, presumably, was Erev Shabbos, when they wrote the get. So Pnei Yeshua asked the Kasha that this L'chaira is a possible get, a get that's predated, that has an earlier date, is possible. So how could you give us such a get? This is Pnei Yeshua's Kasha. And I think the Beishmuel also mentions the Kasha, that it's a Shtar Mugdim. A Shtar Mugdim is possible. So he says, if you learn... If you learn, we had one exception to shtar mugdim, and that is if you give a shtar through a shliach. You send with a shliach, so a shtar could be predated. It's always that way. You write a get, and you send it with a shliach. It takes them a week to get there. We said that's kosher. So if you would learn that somehow there was a shliach here involved in the kinyan, it would be good. But Pnei Yeshua says it's a daichik, even though the Ram mentions the possibility. Pnei Yeshua says it's a daichik gadol, and it's a kinyan agav. Why watch shliach? There was no shliach to be makned. However, what? Only the Ram. I didn't see anybody else. Again, if you're learning this with a shliach, so Pnei Yeshua says, if you learn that there was a shliach involved, he is good. But pashtos, that's not the pashtos agamara. And in Meila, he has the kash.
When there's a lot of questions
asked
to the shliach later on when he actually gives the get, that was
the
doing the kinyan of the room of the shliach.
The kinyan of the karka.
Right,
the shliach. But she was no god or a parat.
No,
they
said that it wasn't
another
person's house.
There's another person's house, and the person said,
"Can
you do this?" And okay. Right, they, what they should basically say, the Gemara is not mashma the Shulchan Aruch. Certainly, it's not mashma that way. The best way out is we learned in, when we learned the sugya of zman by git. We went through a whole sugya of why you need a zman and a get. At the end of the sugya, we had that a zman and a get doesn't have to be a day. You could write the shvua or the chaydish. You could write the week. You could write the month. You have to write some sort of day. It doesn't have to be the day. It's not. I mean, typically you go to chasna, they write the ksuba, they write the day. But there's no chiyuv to write the exact day. You could write the week or the month. So it's Yitachin. He's writing a shtar Erev Shabbos, and presumably he wanted to give it to her when it was Tukaf Le'Alma. He wanted to give it to her later. So it could be that the Ma'aseh Shoya Kachaya, that it was a shtar which had a date that was a kosher date. That was a date like you said there in the Gemara. That would be a sort of an easy way out of it. A histic. It wasn't enough time to give it. He would have given. I understand. It's a way out of a problem. It's a way out of the problem that if it was dated Erev Shabbos, then it's a problem that it's a shtar movement. Just saying the mice, I don't think. Yeah. Okay, that's one nekuda to sort of to get out of the way. Now, there are a number of inyanim, totally different sugyas, that have to do with this Gemara. Try to touch on all of them. First, let's get out of the way the inyan here of inyanim Hilcha Shabbos. And that is Taisus v'Tezel Ihi. Taisus brings that Rashi says Lafisha Haget Asa L'Taltel L'Maisra. Taisus says this Chiddush that a get is Muktzah on Shabbos. Why it's Muktzah, we'll have to see, we'll have to talk about. But a get is Muktzah on Shabbos. Now, if a get is Muktzah on Shabbos, so he couldn't give it to her. So Taisus says Afa Gad Dibetei Sefta Beperek Meshimun Tanya Ima Garshim B'Shabbos. Aye, there's an issa to give a get. Taisus holds that just like you can't do any business on Shabbos, you can't do Kiddushin on Shabbos, you can't give again on Shabbos either. So it's also a type of Mekach U'Memka. So Taisus says, so what's the difference? Taisus, what Taisus means is, what's the difference to the Isser Mukta, and what's the difference to the Isser Eimah Gashmi, and I'll give again on Shabbos anyway. What's the difference if you're handling it or not handling it? So Taisus, B'shimei Rahikilu, D'leitipo Kamei Yavam. That there's a heter by a shchiv meira they were makel b'mokin igun in a case of like people kama yibun that is a heter to give a get and lahachi place it says perka mashin l'katani ein b'kachin l'katani b'kachin k'may desefta d'shchiv d'shchiv meira shari l'garish. Period. That's the first part of Taisus. Taisus says that b'mokin igun we're matter. In other words, that's there's an isser. The concept is an isser giving a get, but b'mokin igun Chazal were makel on giving a get. So the kasha then is, if Chazal were makel b'mokim igun on giving a get, why weren't they makel b'mokim igun on the issa mukta also? If Chazal said that b'mokim igun, look, this isn't rabban, you're not really not allowed to give a get a chance. But since it's an aguna, we're going to be makel that you could do it. So in Cain, do the same thing for Hilchis Mukta. Say by Hilchis Mukta that the Mukta, it's really Mukta. We didn't even discuss why it's Mukta, but again it's Mukta. So if again it's Mukta, it's a Drabanan. So B'makim Igun, be Makel. So, what? So you should be able to give a get. What? No, but you can do it only without Tiltal. But so do it tilful then. So we find two basic mahalchim in the Rishayim and a tremendous nafkamina between them. The Rush The Rush says that we're not makel every Dirabbanan b'Makan Igel, but we find Hashchiv Meira in Bava Basra. I think he brings from Bava Basra that we're makel by Hashchiv Meira, who knows he's dying, and he's very concerned they should be able to give away his Yerusha and the Chassan the way he wants. So we're makel to do Kinyanim with Hashchiv Meira and Dine Mominis for the sake of the Hashchiv Meira. So since we're makel for the sake of Hashchiv Meira and Hilchus Kinyanim, so we're makel for Gittin also. Once we're makel there, so it's just an extension of a previous Kula. Mashen Ke Mokta, that we're not makel. It doesn't state in Rosh. Now, what do you say to the Rosh? What do you say to the Rosh? It's far. As the Rosh say, we find a different sugya that will make by Shiv Meira for in Yane Kinyanim, so here we'll also make Kinyanim. So Meila, it's not Shver, the Gabi Mukta. I would say, Hagufa Kasha. Why do we find in Bava Basra that we're Makel in Hilchus Kinyanim for Shchiv Meira? So why are we Makel in Meseftes Gittin in Hilchus Mukta for Shchiv Meira? It doesn't seem to answer the question. And the question is, why are we Makel for Kinyanim or not Makel for Mukta? So the Rosh says, Yeshkayach, it's a Gemara Bava Basra. Alright? It's a Gemara Bava Basra. That doesn't answer the question. It doesn't answer the question.
I'm trying to keep it as minimal as possible.
You see, what you're saying is the way the Rosh says it. He says, look, Kinyanim, we have a Kula already. So to extend the Kula, we could do, but not to make a new Kula. Who says Bava Basra before Git? Like, when Chazal was setting up these rules, why, if you have a Shail in front of you, you have a Shritushchev Meiraz, one of them feels bad, he can't give away his Nechasim. And the other one feels bad that his wife will never be able to remarry. So I assume in both cases he feels bad. And in one case it's also Igla. So like, why have to be more makel there than here? It's true. If it's a Kabbalah, we have some type of Kabbalah from Yemais Maisha, Defer Shemira, makel there. So we extend it. Then I would agree with you. My question is only why the rules were set up that way in the first place. Why? For Kinyanim, we're Meikel. For Mukta, we're not Meikel. So the Rosh says, because we find such a Gemara. And I don't know, the Rosh understood why over there there's a special reason to be Meikel. I just don't see why we should be more Meikel there than by Hilchus Mukta.
What?
So what? We have other kulas by Yishchid Meira. We have other kulas outside Hilchus Shabbos. Maybe that's what the Rosh means. That by Yishchid Meira we made other kulas. Not doing Hilchus Shabbos. Like Dibber Yishchid Meira Kitzum, Misurin Dami. We had here in Gittin that Yishchid Meira, who speaks B'Lashon Katzer, who says Kisvu, he doesn't say Tanu, it's also good. So we find other kulas by Yishchid Meira. So therefore, we'll make a Vashchiv Meira. Hilchus Mukta, maybe, and that's the Rosh means. Not sure. Maybe. It's the Mahalach. Vashchiv Meira, we'll make in general. So why not be Mukta by Vashchiv Meira? Still, the Mukta is also a case of Vashchiv Meira. So it says, we'll make a by Kinyan and Vashchiv Meira. That's just something like that. We'll make a by Kinyan and Vashchiv Meira in general, so therefore, we'll make a here. I don't understand.
We have a difficulty.
Why are we making on Kinyan and we're not making
on Kinyan?
So for some reason that's not my question. No, that's not true. I'm asking a different question. If the only way to do it is Tiltal, the Rosh says that it's us. If he brings a day, that's Mekel. But the Rosh brings three sheep, isn't the Rosh. I'm talking now, if you hold that if Tiltal is Osir, period. Even if there's no other way to do it. That's what I'm talking about. Now, if you're going to hold, all right, there's another Shita. What I'm telling you till now is the way, is the Rush. Here's another Shita, which the Rush brings without a name. The Ram brings in the name of the Balayitr. who says we are mekel on muktzah. Only if you have no eitzah. If you have no eitzah, we'll be mekel by muktzah also in Afinami. Just by muktzah, there was an eitzah. So therefore, by muktzah, we weren't mekel. By kinyanim, there's no eitzah. You have to give it a get. Since by kinyanim, there's no eitzah, that's why you give it a get. You follow? That really would be mekel by any derabbanan for an aguma. The thing is, over here, is that we're... The reason over here that we're being mekel only in kinyan and not in muktzah is because for muktzah we had an eitzah, for kinyan we didn't. Comes out la halacha, according to the Baal HaYetar. In a chinami, according to the Baal HaYetar, if you have a situation where you have to handle a get, you're allowed to handle a get. And there are more pastors like the Baal HaYetar. Ramah says, Bisman Azef, the only way to give a get is by handling the get, you give the get in Afinami. But that's the Shitas Baal HaYetar. The Rush itself, and Rashi and Tosfos Pashta say that we're not makel by Tilfot. So that Shita needs a Hesber. I have to look at it inside light, actually. But the only way around that is that there are shitas that muktzah is the nisa deraisa. Now, well known that there are shitas, Rashi shita in Beya, Beis on the Beis, is that muktzah, at least certain types of muktzah, are deraisa. V'ichinu asashi aviyu, it says in the pasuk, you have to prepare whatever it is you want to use on Shabbos. So if some muktzah, even if not all muktzah is deraisa, but if some muktzah is deraisa, so it's already, even if it's a drabana, it's a drabana which is a me'en of a deraisa. So therefore muktzah is more chamor, and the truth is in Hilchos Shabbos muktzah is in a number of areas more chamor than other Hilchos Shabbos. And that would be at least the mahalach in the Shita Sarash. Those who hold that tiltul was totally awesome. Alita holds that tiltul be'etzem is something that's mutter. The Kiva Eger, interesting about the Kiva Eger. The Kiva Eger has a tshuva in which he declares, when Chazal asked kinyanim on Shabbos, does that only kinyanim from another person? They call it mekach u'memkar. What's mekach u'memkar? Getting something from someone else, even matana, that's all from someone else. What about being kind of things from Hefker? Let's say you're walking in the street and you see a valuable piece of jewelry on the floor. It's not muktzah. Are you allowed to be kind of that from Hefker on Shabbos? Is a kinyan from Hefker something? Now, something you could use on Shabbos. So b'chlal, you're allowed to be kind of things that you could use on Shabbos. But let's say something you're not going to use on Shabbos. Let's say you have a bacher who doesn't right now have anybody to give the jewelry to, but it's worth money. He wants to take it so that after Shabbos he can sell it. Is that something? Is a kinyan me hefker also? This is a true Rabbi Kiva Eger, which he claps.
It's when they made the takana.
The takana of kinyanim is kinyanim from one person to another. Or is the kind of kinyanim that you can't be kind of, period?
Even from tied to ksiva?
Certainly was tied to ksiva. The question is, what's included in that? Is that only with two people that are more likely to come, or is it all kinyanim? So Keith Eger brings from our Gemara. He says, if you hold Hefker as mutter, why did the man have to be makna the karka to the woman? The man could have been mafka the karka. And then the woman could have been kind of the karka from Hefker, and with that be kind of the get. And that way you'll save yourself from one Isser. The Isser, 1 minute, the Isser, what you're going to ask? I want you to ask it, 1 second, if you're Kiveg. Kiveg asked the Kashi, he says, why wasn't there be a mafka? It's easy to be mafka, you just have two people in front of you, say, my chutzur is Hefker, and then the woman will go there, and she'll open and close the door, same kinyan, chazaka from Hefker. And I got that, she'll be kind of the get as well. Well, why, what's the problem, Frank Rebbe Kiveger? If you hold Hefker as mutter, you could have saved yourself in Issa of being makna the karka by doing it this way.
Thanks, Rebbe.
What?
I'll get Shiloh over there. Don't give Machin the field, the property.
So the what?
He doesn't want to give her the property.
So he wants the property back to Yerusha afterwards. So he wants it back to Yerusha afterwards. Okay. I hear.
I was working on that. That's how it's working.
Yeah, but once Rabbanu Mesakin Kinyan Agav, it's a Kinyan. Certainly, also made the Rabbanu of Kinyan class of Hefker is Murta. He doesn't clarify Kinyan Agav.
It's the same, but it has to be Murta. It's working over here.
Agav is also just to a matter of the Igun. Rabbi Kivag is saying, why do you have to do Kinyan Agav? And you have to come on to a head to Bawak and Igun Hikilu, be Mafka the field. And when you Mafka the field, there should be kind of the field from Hefker. If you hold, there's no Isser, so there's no problem.
Without
Agav, yeah, just be Mafka. What? No, don't be mafka the get. Be mafka the... You're right. It can't be, if you're going to be mafka the get, then there's no nesina. So the kivega can't mean you'll be mafka the get. So the kivega has to mean you'll be mafka the karka, and you'll say that you're not mafka the karka. The get you can't be mafka, because then there's no nesina. That's what you mean? Okay. This is Rabbi Kivega's kasha. So the kivega answers... At the end of Taisus at Hazel, Taisus said that it's not like Pli Gitech Me'agabe Karka, Kivan Sheget Bo Mishus HaBaal Rishusa. Taisus says the reason it works, it has to come from Mishus HaBaal to Mishus HaYisha. And the Melus, it has to come from Mishus HaBaal to Mishus HaYisha, Havi Kivu Nas Neila. So the Melus, it's not Rabbi Kivega, it's very good. Then it had to be, couldn't be Mafkarit. That's Rabbi Kivega's thought. This is it's here in the Chiddush of Rabbi Kivega on the good. What's the Isser of doing Kinyanim on Shabbos? Is the Isser the Maisa Kinyan or the result of the Kinyan? How do you understand? Chazal said you now do a Kinyan on Shabbos. It's the Maisa Kinyan or the result of the Kinyan? In other words, let's say someone is doing a Kinyan on Shabbos. Is there any difference if he does a Kinyan, he's buying two apples, right? Buying on credit. He goes to the store, he says he needs two apples. He's buying two apples. If he buys two apples, or if he buys 10 apples in one Kinyan, is there more Isser or less Isser? This is the Maisa, or the Isser is the result? No? How do you think of the Isser Kenyan? One person buys one apple on Shabbos, one person buys 10. Do you do a bigger Aveira than him? How do you understand Pashtus? Let's see, what's the Isser?
Huh?
I would understand Pashtus. This is the Maisa, no? So you might write. Just as much to write one apple, write 10 apples, no? No? I would think the Isser is the Kenyan. If this is the Maisa Kinyan, then Rabbi Kivega's kasha doesn't start. Because Rabbi Kivega is saying, be mafka the field. But she's going to have to be kind of the piece of paper anyway. She's the one Maisa Kinyan. So what's Rabbi Kivega asking? Rabbi Kivega's kasha was, be mafka the field. What are you getting? She's going to have to do one Maisa Kinyan either way. Either she does one Maisa Kinyan on the field and the paper, or she does a Maisa Kinyan on the field, which is Hefka, which is a Mutter, and then there's a Maisa Kinyan on the paper. Like, what's the difference? Who cares? What was Rabbi Kivega's kasha? What's bothering him? You have to do a Kinyan anyway. One Kinyan is one Kinyan.
It's one action of the Kinyan, but it's two results. One is you have a Kinyan on the karka, and then Mimela, your karka is going to be coming off the beget.
Is that two something that's Mimela or is the Maisa this?
It's still two. When you're
getting
two apples or ten apples.
If this is the result, I could talk to you about what you're saying. But if this is the Maisa Kinyan, it's still the exact same Maisa Kinyan. Is that it?
Two apples and ten apples, no difference.
No, there is a difference.
You're making one Kinyan. Here, you're making a Kinyan on the Karka, and then your Karka is in turn making a Kinyan on the paper. Agav, for instance, is one Kinyan. You do one action and you have one, consider one thing. He does the same two things, there's only one thing. Chatzar is in two steps.
Chatzar Agav.
Agav
with two. Alright, if we're talking about Rashi, we're talking about Agav. The other Rishonim talk about Chatzar. I could have been talking about Chatzar. I'll tell you the MSA answer. The truth is that Rabbi Kiva Eger has a Chumrah in Hilchis Kinyan. There's a Trumas Hadeshen who asks if somebody has a baby, a Bechara, that's born to him on a Thursday. Someone has a baby, a Bechar born on Thursday, Pinyan Aben comes out on Shabbos. Right? Your son was born on Wednesday, right, see? Right? Maybe Pinyan Aben on Friday. So the baby's born on Thursday, the Pinyan Aben is Shabbos, the 31st day. What do you do if you have a Pinyan Aben on Shabbos? Huh? What do you do if you have a Pinyan Aben on Shabbos? You push it off. Yeah, you have it once a Shabbos or Sunday, right? Practice Chumash Hadeshen. Why can't you give the Kayin the coins on Friday? But tonight, that he shouldn't be, that the Kinyan shouldn't be Chal till Shabbos. Give it to him on Friday. You should make a Kinyan now, that it should be Chal on Shabbos. You could do Kinyan in that way. So make a Kinyan, give him something now that the Chalai should be on Shabbos, and then you'll be paid to him. That's the Trumas Hadeshen's cash. So Trumas Hadeshen answers, you mafsid the bracha, you can't make a bracha Friday, you don't have a mitzvah yet. You mafsid the suda, which is, I think, what most people would say, why you don't want to do it that way. So that's his terence. But in Hilchis Shabbos, there's no problem. That's the Trumas Hadeshen. Comes Rabbi Kiva Eger, Rabbi Kiva Eger has a tshuva, he says, no! You can't do it, you know why? Because there's an Issa Kinyan on Shabbos. Even if just the chalais is on Shabbos, and not the Maisa Kinyan, it's also awesome. If you do a Maisa on Friday, that the Kinyan should be chal on Shabbos, except Rabbi Kiva Eger, that's also an Issa Kinyan on Shabbos. Without any Maisa on Shabbos. We see Rabbi Kiva Eger's shita is that a chalais Kinyan is also on Shabbos. Not just a Maisa Kinyan, even a chalais Kinyan is also on Shabbos. So Rabbi Kiva Eger l'shitasai that the Issa Kinyan is an Issa Chalois Kinyan. So he attacks the kasha. He Rabbi Kiva Eger hold the Kinyan is Chala more than one thing. It's a bigger Issa. The Trumas Hadeshen doesn't hold that way. The Trumas Hadeshen holds that it's only the Maisa Kinyan which is awesome. The Chalois Kinyan is no problem. Like the Trumas Hadeshen. So then Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha didn't even start. You should be mafkir. You have to do a Kinyan on Shabbos anyway. So this is a machlekes Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Trumas Hadeshen. Whether the Issa Kinyan on Shabbos is the Chalois HaKinyan or the Maisa Kinyan. And it's not so much an afgamina, the Dairis. Since Rabbi Kiva Eger wrote the Tshuva more than 200 years ago, there wasn't much of an afgamina. Bzman Hazeh, people ask Shailas, not so they get on Shabbos, the stock market is closed, but in Yom Tovim, if people could put a buy order in before Yom Tif, and it's Chal on Yom Tif, or sell order for stocks. That means the Kinyan is Chal on Shabbos, on Yom Tif basis. And the Maisa Kinyan is done Erev Yom Tif. And this Shaila is totally the Machlekes Rabbi Kiva Eger and Trumas Hadeshen. What's the Kinyan? The question is about the Kinyan. There's a Kinyan Stumta, which is Chal by itself on Shabbos. You put in a buy order. However it works in the business world, that's how it's done. That's getting cookies. You can't back out. Let's say there's a bad day. You've got cases where it's a bad day. It's not a bad day. Depends what the situation is. So this Shaila is totally in this.
Why couldn't
the Shaila to make the Mechira, there are Trumas on that. Why you can't. And not for now. It's not for now. No, because Mokka Mitzvah, it's Mokka, that we could say Mokka Mitzvah would be Mokka anyway. There are other problems there. But anyway, this is a Machlaikis in the Gedorim of Kinyanei Shabbos. Mishtabura brings the Trumas Hadeshen. By Stais, he doesn't hold Rabbi Kiva Eger. He'll, by Pidyon Aben on Shabbos, Mishtabura Stais, like the Trumas Hadeshen. Rav Moshe holds like Rabbi Kiva Eger. So the Achaluk Adayas, even the Maisa in this particular Indian. But this is okay. So that's so much for Inyani Kinyanim. Second Indian here is the topic of Muktzah. Why should it get be Muktzah? Why should it get be Muktzah? Can I think of a reason? Why should it get Muktzah? What? You're not going to use it on Shabbos. And if I do want to use it on Shabbos, to give to the woman, because they were matzah makam igun. If makam igun, they will make So what's a stam get? If I have a piece of paper get, what type of mukzer is it? Mukzer of, okay, it's in my bottom, there's no use. If I want to read it, it's readable. Now, if I had a get here in class, everybody would be looking at it. No, I'll see what it looks like. So it's a funny thing. There are two reasons brought down in the Rishayim here. The Rosh says that it's Muktzah. It's Muktzah, like he calls Sifrei Agadita. He says that Devarim Shebal Peh Yatar Rishayi L'Kaislam. Devarim Shebal Peh, you're really not allowed to write. And since Devarim Shebal Peh, you are not allowed to write, if someone writes a get, you're not allowed to read it. You're not allowed to read the Devarim Shebal Peh that were written originally. So get is not. Bizman Hazeh, where we already write all Torah Shebal Peh, get is takadam muktzah. It says in the Shulchan Aruch that the Rosh is this, there is only at a time that the Devarim Shebal Peh were also to write. Bizman Hazeh, that the Devarim Shebal Peh you're allowed to write, and you're allowed to read. So it doesn't apply, but at the time the Varsha Bafe was also the right. So what's fair on this? What's the problem? What? So Peshmul says he doesn't understand. The Rabbis' time they already had written Mishnayos. Things were already written. So the Peshmul's not clear. He says, what's on this rush? The Rosh says, the Varsha Bafe you're not allowed to write. And you're not allowed to read. So therefore, this get you're not allowed to read on Shabbos. So maybe you can't read it. There's no use. It's Muktzah. But it's a plea. What do you mean you're not allowed to write? The Rava lived in a time when already things were written. So it must be that there was no carte blanche. Not everything was written. Only Mishnayos was written. The Rosh holds it. Only Mishnayos was written. And this still applies. No shaking nowadays. Nowadays, every Narishkeit is written. In our Shkat, you're allowed to write. Every shtickle Torah is written. And we forget everything, we have to write. So therefore, there's not a Zed, it's not left shot in the Rosh. Interesting. What? So how is it get Tvarim Shabbat Peh after a Shoyle Faistah? So Faistah's get is written based on Torah Shabbat Peh. It's written based on Halacha. That's what it means. What is a get? It's a bunch of, it's a collection of Dinei Gittin. So you are here with us. You have to write it to give it, but you're not allowed to learn it. You're not allowed to learn it. The safe to get itself, you're allowed to write for a get, but you're not allowed to write it for learning purposes. So you're not allowed to learn on Shabbos. Look, you're not allowed to learn on Shabbos. So there's no use. It's muktzah. That's what he says. So Sefer writes that if a person prints a Sefer for Kvod Atzmai. Some puts a sefer because he wants people to see what a big time of chacham he is. He's over on the Devarim Shebal Peh Yatar Rishayi L'Kaisa. Because the heter is only for Eis Lasis Hashem Eferet Herosef. That's only if you're doing it the Shem Talmud Torah. If you're doing it for your own kavod, some sefer writes that you're not allowed to write a sefer. And for that reason, in his lifetime, he didn't let them print the svar. It's printed back down, I think, of the Chudasim sefer. Anyway, be that as it may, that's Shita Sarash. Yamsha Shleima has a different Shita, which maybe we're a little easier with. Yamsha Shleima says, again, is Mukta Machas Sarum Kiss. What is Mukta Machas Sarum Kiss? It's something which you're very careful with. You wouldn't use for other purposes. Like a Mila knife or a Shita knife, something that you it's delicate, you want to be careful with it. A get, the person writes a get, he's going to be very careful with it. If he plans to use it, be very careful, put it away in a safe place. Nothing should happen to it. It shouldn't get wet, it shouldn't get ripped. So he said, Yom Shishlami says it's Mukhtza Machros Sarin Kiss. That's what he says. Well, does he learn Hilchas Mukhtza? Any problem with Yom Shishlami? Huh? Really not a big problem. Let me ask you, an expensive Becher, is Mukhtza Machros Sarin Kiss? Or an expensive piece of crystal?
No, it's only Mukhtza.
What? It's only?
It's only Mukhtza. It's got no use for it today.
So it's only a klisha malachte leiser, which is Mukhtza Machros Sarin Kiss, right? Only a keli, whose normal use is a malacha, is Mukhtza Machros Sarin Kiss. So what does Yom Shishlami mean? The normal use of a get is a malacha, to do a get, which you're not doing on Shabbos. So that's what he means. So the mail is Mukhtza Machros Sarin Kiss. This is the Yom Shishlami's chat, which is a lot easier, it's a lot more oila aladas than the Rosh's chat. Now, Kanina is, the Yom Shishlami's pshat will be Isser even nowadays. Nowadays, if somebody's in a house and there's taka get, you want to look at it, it'll be Mukhtza. The Rosh's pshat doesn't apply to this medicine. So, Vaita, we have Machlekes Rishayim, now Kanina is how it applies. How it applies.
So, what?
Oh, so that's what I was thinking. Someone's going to ask that question. Once you're allowed to give it on Shabbos, does that make it Ois Mukhtza Machsar and Kiss? The answer is no. Raya from right. Let's say get the klisha makelister. Let's say somebody has a heter to give it the mokum igum. Does that make it ois mukta? The answer is no. You see, by a mila knife is mukta. Even if this Shabbos you have a baby who's 8 days old, the knife is still mukta. You're allowed to pick it up to do the bris. You're allowed to be mechal Shabbos to do the bris. But right before the bris and after the bris, the knife is still mukta. Not called the klisha lachti laheter, even though you have a baby today that you're allowed to do it with. The blood's a klisha lachti laheter. So therefore, you see. No, so by bris mila is daicha Shabbos, and zeris hakasim is daicha, even malacha dairais is daicha Shabbos, so certainly mukta. But by get is not daicha Shabbos. The Mokim Igun, they were makel on the Isser of Kinyan. But the Isser of Mukta, they weren't makel. It's Mukta and Kiss is also a
Tarkus. What? No longer, what do you mean, you not seeing? So now what the real usage of is to look at it, to use it as a diet. So they keep looking at it. So maybe afterwards, no longer.
If it's already given. If it's already given, there's not much of a kiss. Nobody's careful with it anymore. So, in theory, Lamai said we don't give the woman the get. After she gets the get, Bezdin takes it back and they give her a shtar biturin. It's not a good idea. If you give a woman a get, she'll have it at home. Somebody will look at it. They'll say, oh, this is possible, that's possible. That's the reason. We take it away, we don't let anybody look at it. Bezdin holds on. Okay. Alright, these are the two inyanim of Hilchos Shabbos. Let's get on to the Iker, which is Hilchos Gittin. The Iker we have here is the Machlaikis Rashi and all the other Rishonim. Rashi says that this Maisa was a Maisa of Kinyan Achav. I don't remember that I had any Rishon that agrees with Rashi. Whoever brings it that I saw argues. The Ran, the Rajba, the Ritva. You found somebody who agrees with Rashi? Rishbam, okay. But basically, Kamad, all the Rishayim disagree with Rashi. Rashi says it was Kinyan Agav. Other Rishayim say it was Kinyan Chatzar. He was Makdatar, his property. The get was in the property, and it was Kinyan Chatzar. So Rashi holds it was Kinyan Agav. Other Rishayim hold it was Kinyan Chatzar. Of course, anytime you have a Machlekes Rishayim, you want to take it apart. You start by asking yourself, which sheet is more pashut? Which sheet is more pashut here? Which sheet is more pashut? Chatzar Agav. What? Chatzar is pashut. Chatzar is our Mishnah, it's in the Sina. Agav. Why is Agav less in the Sina than Chatzar? By Chatzar. If I take a movie, if I take a video of a woman being kind of a Kinyan Chatzar and a woman doing a Kinyan Agav, it's going to look exactly the same. What?
And you thought that more than the time, the metal that is entirely like actually.
You're saying that Agav is two steps and Chazir isn't. Is that what you're saying? Right, it still doesn't make one more sure than the other. No, but the Rishonim say what you were saying. Rishonim say, Agav! V'nasam b'yada, what do they mean? What do they mean? What's the problem with Rashi?
She's maybe talking about herself, not doing it.
He's not giving it to her. By Kinyan Agav, he's giving it to her, just as much as Kinyan Chatzim. By Agav, the halacha is the Makna has to say. He has to say the pair, be kind of this, and Agav be kind of that. So the question is, what?
Right.
That's what she did. She did that area.
But
it's
the same thing, just by saying, maybe
one
is
going to
find
the
Agav
for someone else. So you're saying the question is a good question. What's the difference between Chatzar and Agav? So, what did Rishonim mean? Rishonim asked on Rashi, I, it says, V'nasam b'yada, how can you do Kinyan Agav? What do they mean? What they mean, the way all the Achrayim understand, is that it's not true that all kinyanim work by an isha, by a get. All kinyanim, from where do you get that all kinyanim work by a get? The only kinyan that works by a get is v'nasam b'yada. Is v'nasam b'yada. V'nasam b'yada, so we had a riboy of chetzeira. So v'nasam b'yada is good, v'nasam chetzeira is good. You can't just come with new kinyanim. The Gemara in Bava Basra that said talks about if you could be machna a get to an isha a kinyan sudik. A person has a get. He came to Bentley. He forgot to get it home. What are you going to do now? He tells his wife, "Listen, the get it's in our house. It's on the table. But do a kinyan sudik. You give me a handkerchief and say for that, I'll give you the get. Does that work?" Kinyan Sudr is a very good Kinyan. It works by everything, by Karka, by the Talkin, by everything. But the Gemara says it doesn't work by Get. You can't do Kinyan Sudr by a Get. So, Roy Rishayim learn, therefore we have to see Rashi, Roy Rishayim learn that Shar Kinyanim don't work by Get. Other Kinyanim don't work. You can't do just any Kinyan of the list of Kinyanim. It has to be V'nasa B'yada, which is Kinyan Yad and Kinyan Chatzar. That's the kiyum of Nasa B'yada. Nu Kinyanim Agav. These Rishonim are arguing on Rashi because they hold there's no makar for such an idea that Shar Kinyanim work. Rashi seems to hold that other Kinyanim do work. As long as it's a Kinyan, it's a Kinyan. It's fair from Kinyan Sudr. Why does a Kinyan Sudr work? Why does it have a terrace? But this is here a machlaikis, the pashtus of the machlaikis Rashi and the other Rishayim is a shaila of which kinyanim work in Git. Is it dafka the kinyan of Yadav Chatera, or is it kol kinyanim shavaylam? Except if you have a reason, a certain kinyan can't work, you have a reason. But is it a cloud that all kinyanim work, or is it only Yadav Chatera? And this is the machlaikis here, Rashi and Shari Rishayim, according to just about all the Achrayim learned that this is Pshat of the Machlokes. Now,
the
get okay, what you're saying, I'm going to get to that. I just want to go with the Seder, okay? Because it's going to get confusing. What you're saying, Rabbi Kivega learns is the Kavana of the Tanei Yeshua. And if you look in the back, and there was a Cheshek Shlomai in the back, also talks about what you're saying. We're going to get to it, okay? I just want to go in order. First, the Klal, and then we'll get to the Kashas. It'll be tomorrow, the Kashas. Just the Klal first. The Klal that you have to come away from this Sugya knowing. We're going to talk tomorrow about all kinds of Kashas, almost all on Rashi. Very few Kashas on the other Rishayim. And we're going to deal with them tomorrow. But right now, the Klal HaDvarim, Rashi holds Shar Kinyanim work, and Tosfos holds no, only the Rav Yishayim has to learn, and we paskin that only the Kinyan Chatzera V'Yado work. Rabbi Kida Eger brings that is Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi has a case where someone wrote a get on an animal, on a para, let's say on the horn of the para, on the part of the animal. And then the man went over to the woman. I shouldn't say Yerushalmi says it actually happened, because I doubt it ever happened. Yerushalmi asked the Shaila, what would be the din if a person writes a get on an animal, and then he does a kinyan mesira? What's kinyan mesira? He takes the reins of the animal, or the harness of the animal, and he hands it to the woman. That's how you makna a behemah shadaka b'mesira, is kinyanikta b'mesira. So he gives her the get. He says, Ariyat mekudeshesli, with this get, which is on the guf hapara, and he's makna the parata too, because she has to own the paper of it. So he's makna, he gives her the mesira. So the Lashon Yerushalmi is, should we say it's a good kinyan? Oy dilma v'nasam b'yadaksim. That's Lashon Yerushalmi. So what? That's right. No, you say that you could write if you mark them, and that's really the holy king of Balachan. The Chum holds it first, and so Yerushalmi has the shy. Let's not push it to shy. So to the Kivager, this big machlokes between Rashi and all the other Yerushalmim, it's Yerushalmi. This is a kasha, it's a tria. I mean, they don't talk about the, it's Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi Shaila. So the Kiveg is amazed that they all matri on Rashi. Why don't they at least say that there's a tzad like Rashi? So therefore, the Kiveg says, a chidish otzim, this isn't the tshuva, resh chav beis, siv katan chav gimel. It is in the chidush of the Kiveg, by us. So the Kiveg says a chidish. He says, maybe Rashi learns Yerushalmi taka like him. But the way we're going to learn the Yerushalmi is the following. Yerushalmi Shaila is zikr, definitely, positively, you need a kinyan of inasam biyada. Of there has to be something handed into her hand. Yerushalmi's question is, why does taich inasam biyada? Is it enough to put a part of it in our hand? And the rest of it is hanging out. The rest of it is attached. But it's a kinyan on everything. Or do you need v'nasa b'yada mamish, that the whole thing has to be b'yada in her hand? That's Yerushalmi Shaila. Because Yerushalmi is maida, like Rav Yishayim, the shar kinyan and don't work. Yerushalmi's question is only, what nesina do you need in her hand? Do you need that the whole get should be taich the hand? Or is it enough that part of the get is touched the hand? And this is all attached. And I guess you'll have to learn the reins of the animal are considered one thing. It's all one. And Mimela, it's considered good. Such a Bikivega, that's Chad and Yerushalmi. Mimela, such a Bikivega. It comes out, La Halacha, that we have to be Yaitz Avadai, both sides of Yerushalmi. It's a Baidla Yeshita. He says, when you're in Bezdin, and you give a woman a get, the whole get has to be in her hand. It can't be like you go to Chasna, you see they give the ksuba. So how much of the ksuba is in the woman's hand? A little part of it is in her hand, the rest of it is sticking out on both sides. Such a b'kinegi, you can't do that by a get. By a get, the entire get, you have to fold it in a way that the whole thing fits into her, either two hands or one hand. She has to put out two hands. And the whole get has to fit in our hands. And Zakhtar Bikivega, Lai, you see Nayagin Kain. We don't see people that Minig is that way. And he's Matzviya. Why the belt is not made like this way? It's Yerushalmi. And if you bite Lai Yeshita, the whole get should have to be in our hands. This is Rabbi Kivega's Shita, that the whole get has to be in our hands. The Torah's Gittin disagrees. So as Gittin says, it's not true. If you're kind of with a kinyan yad, he's maida. If you want to be kind of with a kinyan yad, it has to be all in your hand. But here you can be kind of with hagbah, not some biyada, as long as it's in our hand. So she's picking it up. So the Teres Kinyan says it's enough, even if the get sticks out on both sides. Even though Kinyan Yad, he's Maybet Reb Kiveg, it has to be all in the hand. But Kinyan Hagvah could be, even if it sticks out. And the Teres Kinyan goes so far as to say that you shouldn't stop being Machmer. Shalom Mahitzi Laz on Gittin Arishayim. You're going to stop being Machmer, you're going to be Mahitzi Laz on the previous Gittin. Which is the Gemara we had, was it the Gimel Amid Beis, the Dalet Amid Beis, that is an Indian, Shalai Laiti Laz, not to have Nuchumus by Gittin, Shalai Laiti Laz, I'm pretty sure I spoke out this much like this there, and he says you shouldn't stop being Mashma. Bizman Azeh, those who are by Gittin saw, Bizman Azeh, we are Mashma, like a Rikivag. And we're Machbid that the whole thing should be Biyadah. Now, those of you who want to see the Teres Kinyan of Kiveger, there's a Pitzvei Tshuva, it's in the Kuflava test, you've gotten down it. It's Pitzvei Tshuva you should really know, because it's so you say this thing, he brings the whole Lashon Tarifas, the whole Lashon Teres Kinyan, and brings it to Kiveger, and then it's Shasha Maitzi Laz. Those of you who were here last man, by Maitzi Laz, we talked about if Maitzi Laz is only new chumris, or even new things that could be ma'akif. He talks about it there, you'll see. And like I said, this is the Yisaita Inyan of Machlokes Rashi and the Shari Shainim. It takes the sheet of Shari Shainim that Shar Kinyanim don't work. What we have to do tomorrow is get to the Kashas that they ask on Rashi and see how it's answered. The Stifler, the Kibbutz Yaakov Simin Yud Zayin, goes through a number of the Kashas. There's really a concise the Simin Reish Beis, which he brings down as well. That goes through some of the kashas on Rashi and tries to explain Rashi. So Yitz Hashem, that's on the agenda for tomorrow. And after that, the third sugya, the sugya of King Chazaka, we finish with all this. The Rush here talks about how King Chazaka works. We'll get to that either tomorrow or the day after.